There's no denying that the moose population is in trouble. In northeast Minnesota, that population has dropped by half since 2006. The reasons behind this decline are complex and not fully understood. Both the Department of Natural Resources and the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are doing research to determine what's causing that reduction in moose. Dr. Seth Moore is the Director of Biology and Environment with the Lake Superior Band of Chippewa and oversees Grand Portage's moose research. Begun in 2009 with a goal of studying moose habitat in a changing climate, this research also hopes to learn why moose are dying at an alarming rate on Grand Portage Trust lands.
So since 2009 in Grand Portage, we've collared about 107 different moose. Over that time span, we've lost about 20% of those to natural mortality. And we've learned through the causes of death the different things that are impacting the moose population in Grand Portage. In order of prevalence, those things are brainworm, winter ticks, other health conditions, and then predation actually is the lowest factor of causing mortality in adult moose. But for the calf work, predation is the most significant issue causing mortality. So we have a declining adult population because of health issues, but we also have very few calves making it through their first growing season, and that's directly a consequence of predation rates by both bears and wolves, kind of in equal proportions.
There are two separate large-scale moose collaring projects going on right now in Minnesota, the Grand Portage Trust Land Study and the DNR's project. Both of these studies rely on collared moose as a way to solve the puzzle of the dwindling moose population, a practice which has come under scrutiny as a possible contributor to the overall moose decline. Here Dr. Moore talks about the collaring process used in his Grand Portage research.
In the winter, we hire a helicopter company to come in to help us collar the adult moose, and the helicopter will fly low, shoot a dart into the animal's hindquarters, typically with a drug, and then the drug knocks the animal out. And then once the animal goes down and is immobilized, a team of either veterinarians or researchers will go and work on the animal. The workup itself consists of drawing blood to look for different diseases. We put the collar on, which it's very simple and fast procedure. And then we take a few other samples like feces to look at parasites or nutrition in the animal. We take a little bit of hair because we're measuring cortisol levels, which is a long-term stress hormone, and we put ear tags in the animal, and then we administer a drug that reverses the drug that immobilizes them, and off they go. For the adult moose in Grand Portage, our workup takes about 20 to 25 minutes. We try to keep it as fast as we can. I think that causes less stress to the animals, and I'm trying to pare that down to 12 to 15-minute workup for next year. It's a much, much faster process for the calves. In the calves, we don't use a helicopter at all. We can identify when our collared animals give birth, and we wait about 48 hours for the animal to bond with its calf. We go in on the ground, we quickly grab the calf, slip a collar, draw blood, weigh the calf, and leave as fast as we came. We don't use drugs on the calves or the adults in the calf collaring process. And that process in Grand Portage takes about 3 to 5 minutes. We put a cap of 5 minutes. If we're not done our work by the time 5 minutes has elapsed, we consider ourselves done and we'll leave anyway. So we have very high standards in terms of what we do. And I know that there's been some concern about mortality in either adults or calves as a consequence of collaring.
Moose collaring is an essential part of learning why moose are in decline. While Grand Portage has been able to perform collaring with minimal loss of study animals, the DNR has faced some challenges regarding the survival of their collared moose, and they have revised their collaring procedure. However, upon closer analysis, the DNR mortality rate, though higher than Grand Portage's rate, should still be considered in terms of its effect on total moose population, Dr. Moore explains.
It's really important to keep in perspective the numbers side of this. And so, you know, if the DNR collars 100 moose in Minnesota out of 4,000, that's a fairly low percentage. If some of those moose end up dying in the process of learning what's impacting the entire population, that needs to be taken in perspective. We're only handling a small number of moose to learn an enormous amount of information. You know, equally, you see this perspective that, you know, these calf studies are killing all the calves. Well, they're really not. You know, 50 calves out of a calf crop in Minnesota of 2,500 is a pretty small number of calves that are studied. Some smaller number of those died shortly after capture, but a significant number of those would have been preyed upon whether they were worked on or not. But I guess keeping the broader perspectives in mind that we're working on an entire population, we're handling a very small fraction of that population, and the actual mortality issues that are related to the handling are very, very tiny relative to the amount of the information that we're getting out of this work. Occasionally, there are times when adult animals will die soon after capture, and we have to determine whether we believe that that death occurred as a consequence of the capture or was natural mortality. So what we've noticed is when we're doing our captures, we fly a lot of area and we see a lot of animals. And we see a significant proportion of animals from the air that are clearly in a state of dying. They are obviously infected with brainworm. They're walking in circles. On occasion, we are going to end up collaring animals that are prone to die very soon, just because up to 10% of the population is dying at any point in time. That's why we have a declining moose population. So we have to try to understand, is the mortality that we see soon after collaring a natural mortality or one that was induced by us tipping that animal over the edge because of the stress? In Grand Portage, we've had very, very low mortality rates after capture. Our post-capture mortality rate is less than 2%. It's better than any rate that I've seen as far as any studies elsewhere. I see doing long-term moose collaring research as extremely beneficial because we can identify the issues, then we can make changes, and then we can identify whether or not those changes were effective. And if they weren't effective, it allows us to go back to the drawing board, make new changes, and see what does ultimately work.
The moose may go the way of the woodland caribou in northeast Minnesota. But Dr. Moore reminds us that developing a strategy based on data is possibly the only hope for making a difference in our dwindling moose population.
I think it's naive and it's bad management to assume that doing nothing and studying nothing is going to improve the moose population. It's just not going to work. And we've seen a 10-year decline without doing anything about it. So I think that there's pretty good evidence that doing nothing isn't going to fix anything.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Martha Marnaka. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.